This is my friend Kate. I've known her for a super long time, and I actually have no idea what she's about to tell me, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that the whole concept of this was confusing to me. Digital friction in the built environment. Why the hell can't you just call it what it is? Shit that doesn't talk. Okay? That's what it is. So here's an example. I've been going to the same grocery store now for about 15 years, and I've never been able to see the checkout, you know, where you swipe your credit card when you check out.
Oh, the point of sale device.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
The thing where you swipe your credit card, like I said, call it what it is. Anyway, the old ones they used to have before all the cards went to the chips and the devices switched to the chip readers had, you know, red and green buttons. So even though I couldn't read the digital touch screen, I had enough vision that I could see, you know, the red button for no and the green button for yes. Not ideal for everyone, but it worked for me. So they went to this new system where all the buttons are now big and gray, and the text on the big gray buttons is like in size 2 font. Mm. If they could go to the trouble to create huge buttons, couldn't they go to the trouble of making bigger text and text in different colors? It still doesn't talk. It would be better if it talked, but at least make some effort to differentiate the yes button from the no button.
She got really upset. She hit the lamp.
I actually hit the table and knocked the lamp, but, you know.
So why do you think they didn't just do that?
Honestly, I don't know why. I don't know if they were going for some sort of minimalist, like, IKEA-esque aesthetic, right? Where everything has to be, you know, monochrome and bland. I don't imagine that in the design of many digital products, based on my own experience, they even consider the fact that people of varying ability levels are going to be interacting with these. They just assume that everyone who's going to be dealing with them can read, you know, size 2 gray font on a size 2 black font on a gray background. You know, there were a lot of elderly people in my neighborhood. There are a lot of people who don't speak and read English well. I can't possibly be the only person who's having a difficult time with this incredibly bland interface that makes no effort to accommodate anyone at all.